Hola. That's Catalan for hello in Andorra. You're listening to Christian Travelers Network, the podcast and platform where travel stories, community, and scripture combine. Hey, Christian travelers, I'm so glad that you are here. In case you missed it, we are currently in a series of visiting many of the countries alphabetically, getting to see some of the unique things that God has created around the world. And if you're just now joining us, I encourage you to hit that subscribe button below just so that you won't miss any of these other amazing countries that God has created as we continue down our series. But without further ado, let's go ahead and explore Andorra. This is one of the smallest countries, and I think it's just because of that that I find it so cute and unique. It's located between Spain and France, and we all know how small the state of Rhode Island is. Well, this country is 5.7 times smaller. It's only 180.6 square miles. It has a relatively humid climate. Highs range in the 70s in July and August and the low 30s in February, with approximately 32 inches of rain per year. It is a great country to visit year-round and is actually really known for its snow sports in the winter around Christmas time, etc. Now, as I mentioned before, the language in Andorra is Catalan, but many speak Spanish or French, likely because of its location, and many immigrants that move there. It has a very unique government. It has a little bit of leadership from both of the governing forces in Spain and France, but it does have its own executive, legislative, and judicial branches that were formed in its new constitution in 1993. In fact, these other two countries can only really enforce their hand when choosing to veto some of the policies that are being put into place. Now, if you're looking for an opportunity to visit some of the unique sites of Andorra, what are some of the things that we recommend? Well, first of all, I encourage you visiting Vinart. It is one of the best skiing places in the country, and in the summer months, it is used for mountain biking. So go ahead and check it out. Another one of the unique things in Andorra is the Caldea Spa. It is an 18-floor spa resort, making it one of Europe's largest spas. And I mean, who wouldn't want to unwind there? In such a small country, you definitely have to visit their capital. Andorra La Baia is the capital of the country. It has beautiful cathedrals, bridges, and other historic architecture that just makes you smile as you admire its beauty and wander its streets. Additionally, a unique thing it has is the nature theme park. Approximately 2,000 acres of outdoor adventure parks, fun, alpine slides, buggies, biking, zip lining, and more. Definitely something you want to check out. And last but certainly not least, the Commercial Center Pyrenees. This is a retail shopping area. Andorra doesn't have a lot in the way of trade, but what it does have is duty-free, tax-free kind of environment. So one of the great things to do is go shop for discounts, duty-free, just enjoy the shopping experience. And it really pulls in a lot of that touristy kind of vibe, which is where Andorra makes a large portion of their money. Now, if you're wanting to explore this beautiful country, it's important to acknowledge some of their historical and their religious background slash makeup. Approximately 92% of the population is Roman Catholic. The remainder is largely Muslim immigrants, although some of them are Jewish as well. The country has very strict anti-discrimination policies, especially against religion, with a $27,000 US dollar fine if you were to discriminate against someone on the basis of religion. In terms of some of their unique customs, females often greet each other with a kiss on the cheek. Men often embrace one another and on the shoulder, or may handshake one another with both hands. And if you go to a restaurant or meet a bellboy or something else where a tip might be warranted, in their culture, tipping is expected with approximately a 10% tip. Well, Christian travelers, I know that's a really brief rundown of a beautiful yet small country, and I hope that encourages you to go explore it. But before you do, I want to encourage you to go to christiantravelers.net. Until next time, safe travels and God bless.